you know, since Jeff had brought it up, that's the leases that he looked at. The bottom of the first page, Article 5, Airport Rules and Regulations, that's out of his lease, that's not our rules and regulations. Lessee shall observe and obey all existing or any future rules and regulations promulgated by the lessor as authorized for the care, operation, maintenance, and safety of the airport. And that's what he's saying, that was an agreement in the lease, that any future rules would be abided by as a condition of the lease. And the minimum standards would fall in that category.
In my lease, paragraph 11, tenant agrees during the term of this lease or any renewal or extension thereof to comply with all laws, ordinances, lawful orders, and regulations issued by the Federal Aviation Administration and any other government authority which affect or have jurisdiction over the said lease property. So,
does that answer your question? Or?
Well, his response is specific to one lease, not to
right.
the overall, you know, to the airport right. overall. But.
So, I mean, if somebody has a lease that yeah, is different and has a dispute, yeah, that I'd like to treat that as an individual lease issue and not an airport policy issue.
Yeah, I mean, I just see this language down in the middle of the page where he says, if the grant agreement contains certain requirements of airport lessees, an argument can be made that the lessee is bound by these requirements. I mean, an argument can be made is not sounds like he's, you know, yeah, it could be made, and then again, you know, it depends on how somebody would interpret it.
I'm looking at this last phrase of 1.24 where it says, unless otherwise determined by the county, maybe we could flesh that out where there is an appeals process, you know, where you have a set way that you can write to the county council or make an appeal to the county council or to the county administrator. Just something where, you know, it's not just as bland as unless otherwise determined by the county.
Well,
it gives you an opportunity to make a specific request.
Well, there is an appeals process in the general provisions document.
Yeah.
Well, that's not here, though. But.
Right.
Well, and I think we also
The otherwise determined, that has to do with the 12 months. And, you know, the FAA's position was maybe 12 months isn't the right number, but it's good enough for this. That, you know, you kind of do it on a case-by-case basis. That, you know, something that, you know, if we go to the other end of the spectrum and, you know, you got to build a 10,000 square foot facility, you know, 12 months probably isn't the right number. So,
and I don't know I that think I read it that way, Jim.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think a good baseline would be to look at the past minimum standard, okay, and use that as a good baseline.
For what?
For the conversation of the minimum standards that we're going to go forward with.
Well, the last minimum standards were worse than the DRBA standards because they were just taken out of the sample minimum standards document that the FAA has out there on the website, and they just changed the name to Sussex County Airport. So, you know, talk about not applying to this airport. That's why I haven't showed you that document. There's some history behind that document that it just didn't make sense to do it.
Well, I knew that you had a complaint registered about the two aircraft and the flight training.
Right.
Yep. So that paragraph was found to be by the FAA.
Well, no, you're talking about the complaint, and what had happened was we applied the minimum standards policy that was in effect. It was a lousy policy, but we applied it uniformly to everybody, and that's what the FAA said was we didn't not comply with our grant assurances in that case because we uniformly applied our standards to everybody. But in looking at the standards, they were lousy standards. We just applied them to everybody.
When was the first set of minimum standards created for this airport? Do we know that? I know the last one were revised. Last one I got was February of 2000.
That's it.
Was there a minimum standards prior to that?